The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 29th of May, 2013, already. Let me see. Did we work enough days here to pay the IRS yet, or did that get pushed up until June? I don't know. Hey, I want to cover something here that happened on this network last night. And some individual that I highly respect asked me today, do you think this is a good thing to do? It might display that you've got poor judgment. And I go, no. No, because you don't really know who anybody is until they have enough time to really talk. How did you get to know your wife or your husband before you married them? You'd spend some time. How do you get to know and get a real good feel for talk show host? Well, you have to listen for a while. And if there's something, say, a kilter about them, sooner or later it'll come out. And it has happened on this network a few times, that's for sure. And what I'm referring to is an instance that happened on Johnny Canel's show last night. And a caller called in to go after Pat the Patriot that it took over Mark Kessler's spot. Now, I've got with about 98% surety, I know who this individual was that made the call. But we're going to do some voice analysis and prove this. And God help you if you are who I think you are for what you just did, because you're going to lose your job with the city. And you're going to lose the respect of a lot of patriots. And that's going to put you between a rock and a hard place, and you might have to join the other side, which you professed that you hated so much. Yeah, everybody's got to eat, don't they? Here is the call into Johnny Canel's show, Late Night with Johnny.
Blame Jews again. Why shouldn't humanity blame yourself for being silent on this? But I'm going to talk more about this later. Let's go to a caller that we have that just happens to pop up on our screen a couple minutes ago. Let's go to Kim in Pennsylvania. Hi, Kim.
It's Jim.
Oh, it's Jim. Oh, sorry, Jim.
It's Jim.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Jim.
The reason I'm calling about is one of your hosts, Pat the Iron Patriot. He's a rapist. He's under investigation for raping a 15-year-old girl in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a serious offense.
Know about that.
Yeah, it's a serious offense, but he's like you.
He has a pedophile on his radio show. Does John know that?
Well, you've alleged, Jim, that he's charged.
It's true.
Well, do you want to live in a society where Jim, I want to hear you, but do you want to live in a society where some guy just calls a radio program and claims somebody else is a pedophile without any evidence or trial proceeding transpiring? You've alleged that he's been accused of this. Would you would you grant him a fair trial? Yeah, of course.
He's raping my daughter. You pizza.
Where's your evidence, Jim? Yeah, okay, he's unfair, and we don't want to live in a society as Jim sells, right? If he wanted to make his case, I was prepared to allow him to speak, but he wants to speak on terms that aren't very polite in on grounds where we respect the rights of all people.
All right. We're going to hear from Patrick right after this break.
They came and took it all away.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, and here's the question. You spousal abuser, when did you quit beating your wife? Isn't this just grand? Patrick, how are you? Patrick, are you there? He dropped offline. Well, get him back. Why would he have dropped offline? Okay. Was he on Skype? I'm sorry? His power dropped. Okay, he's back?
Yeah, I'm back.
There you are.
I'll tell you what's really weird, John, is my power to my house actually just shut off and came back on.
Really?
And the neighbor's house didn't because I'm looking at their front porch light. So that was interesting.
Well, you're incurring the wrath of the electricity boogeyman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I just played the clip that was called into Late Night with Johnny Canal's show last night. Johnny didn't have any idea who this guy was. And all of a sudden, here comes this accusation, Patrick, about you raping a 15-year-old in Hanover. You're under, according to the caller, you're under investigation in Hanover, Pennsylvania right now for molesting and raping a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild accusation, to say the least.
Well, no, it's not wild. I'll tell you what. For somebody that's on the public airwaves, I don't care if it's in television or radio or wherever, to make an accusation as such as that, that is an absolute no-no. You don't do that. Now, what I'm going to do, because I'm about 96-97% sure who that individual was that made that call, we're going to do some voice analysis, and we're going to nail this thing down.
They sound pretty familiar to me, let's just put it that way.
And I as well. I've heard this voice before. Now, you told me a story about a one Philip, and this is a matter of public record, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, Philip Andrew Edmonds.
Yes, sir.
That made a charge against you of raping a 15-year-old girl.
sort of. See, I actually have been accused over a year ago. I actually got accused by this girl and her family, but was never even charged by the police. You know, like, all the investigation ended with just an accusation.
Did the police investigate this?
Yes, they did. They actually questioned me. It was over a year ago. I mean, it was actually last early spring. The police questioned me over it, and then they ended their investigation. There was nothing farther. Because they could tell that I've been attacked because, like, you know, I'm new to your network, but obviously I've been doing this for 5 years now. I make a lot of people angry.
I know you do.
Yeah, when you tell the truth, you seem to get attacked a lot. Well, basically this guy, Philip Andrew Edmonds, found out about that, and he used it to his advantage and basically, he's attacked me through the Patriot movement, and I kind of laugh about it. Like, my wife actually had said something of, they need to come up with a new story because there's actual things I've done in my life that they probably could attack me for. But, you know, they continue to use this far-fetched story, and, it is what it is. So.
Well, but this actually, with this Edmonds guy, this actually went to court. What did the judge say about this?
The judge basically, because he was continuing to harass me, my family, I mean, it got absolutely psychotic to a point. The police charged him with, I believe the actual charge here in Pennsylvania is harassment via communications and electronic means, meaning telephone, you know, internet, everything he was doing. Basically, it went to court, and because it went to the magistrate level, and in all actuality, I've upset our magistrate before, too, but that's besides the point. He basically told him not to contact me, you know, not to contact my family, and basically told him if it came back into his court, we would all see the courtroom again, and there would definitely be jail time.
Did he use the term that you're going to be going to jail for a while?
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, and I think he was kind of angry at all parties involved, including the police officers, at something that, you know, that crazy even happened in Hanover and had to go to his courtroom. But, you know, basically that communication has ceased. I mean, like, between that guy and I, a certain individual that I think you and I both think it is, knew that story because I've had a personal relationship with him for a while. And you know, in my opinion, like I said on my show yesterday, I think I got wrapped up in somebody trying to use me as a political pawn. And when I called them out, you know, that was the best they could come up with. So, you know.
Well, I wanted to clear the air on this. And somebody that I said earlier that I love and have a great amount of respect for asked me, well, do you think this will be negative on the network? And I said, no, I don't think so. Because what I'm doing is drawing a line in the sand. And this isn't windblown dune time where the line disappears in a windstorm 5 seconds later. This is to let everybody know that I will not tolerate any of this. Calling into a network and making accusations such as this, you have gone way over the line. Way, way over the line. And the excuse that maybe I imbibed in some alcohol and it interrupted my inhibition process ain't going to make it. Actually, Pat, I've got your wife on the other line.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess Pat's her in then.
Well, hey, Pat, how you doing? Yeah, you know, I'd forgotten your name.
Indy. Well, my name's Becky. I go by Indy. I'm Independence Online.
Okay.
But I was listening to it, and it infuriates me. And I couldn't just listen. I had to call and be able to put my two cents in, too.
Well, I'm glad that you did, because my next, I was going to chide Pat here with just saying, and you're still married to your wife?
Oh, yes, most definitely. It was a hard time to go through because, like Pat said, he got questioned. I got questioned as well. And it was one of those things that but when there's absolutely no proof there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That then, you know, we're talking over a year later now that supposedly this thing happened. And like I told you on the phone earlier when we spoke, it seems like every time that my husband comes out and speaks the truth and, like, you know, is in people's face, because unfortunately it seems like a lot of people can't handle the truth. Unfortunately, I mean, our the motto for RBN is that you can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He gets attacked. And the first thing that people try to attack him with is this, because this is the one that the initial shock to somebody is like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, and rightfully so. I mean, this is the absolute worst, that you to accuse somebody of being a pedophile or a rapist or being some kind of degenerate is the worst of all personal attacks. You can be a bank robber and serve your time, and, well, you've paid your dues, and we welcome back into society. But when you're accused of being a baby raper or a father screwer or whatever, now that sticks with you forever.
Right.
And I wanted to take the opportunity. As I said, somebody suggested earlier that I don't do this. And I said no, because I'm going to send a clear message that this network and the people that are on this network will not be attacked, will not be accused. Because what is the one thing in the COINTEL projects out there, when you can't go toe-to-toe with the facts, you go into personal smear.
Yep.
Oh, exactly. And John, you know, I urge everybody, when the other guy was attacking me, and like I said, it's awfully good timing that I called out a couple, you know, individuals on my show yesterday, and then this happens last night. You know, I have, since the get-go, whenever anybody attacks me, you know, and just like Johnny said on the show last night, where's the proof? I mean, anybody. I used to be a military police officer. I've ran my own criminal background check just because I'm you know, curious sometimes. They can manipulate and make up what they want. But, I mean, you know, I urge anybody. I mean, you guys out there know what time my show is. If mm-hmm. anybody has proof, please call in.
Yeah.
Because I'd really like to hear your opinion.
Well, since you probably have some better connections than what I do, I suggested that we do a voice analysis. Is there anybody that in your travels?
I'm working on it, actually. I actually have a phone call that I'm going to make later this evening. I got to wait until they get off of work.
Okay.
I have a friend that still works in military intelligence, and I think they might be able to, via software program or whatever, they can slide something our way that we can definitely check it out.
Okay.
If not, I definitely have other people that can. So, I mean, whoever it is, you know, I like I said, I
they're
urge you to call
in
the show, but well, yeah, they're spineless, exactly, because they can't call into my show. They got to call in the middle of the night.
But they didn't call my show either.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I have a theory about this. The reason why that call came in when it did is the caller was lubed up enough where his inhibitions, well, the logic kind of melted away and the alcohol kind of took over. You know that kind of courage that comes out of a bottle?
Yeah, exactly. Liquid courage.
Yeah. Hey, hang on 1 second. I want to spend a few more minutes with you guys. And this is a shot across the bow out there, folks. You want to attack, you want to accuse, I'm going to stand up. I'm going after you. I'm not going to tolerate this. No way, shape, or form. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, we're back. Patrick, look, I did what I had to do this afternoon. I am not going to lay down for this. Obviously, you have not either. And your wife has gone to bat as well. And no more, no mas, as they say, down here in displaced Mexico. I'm sorry, Texas. But I appreciate you filling in on that hour. And I'll tell you what, guys, keep doing what you're doing. Because as somebody once said, how do you know when you're close to the enemy? When you're flying over the target and you're taking a whole lot of flack.
Yeah, you know, I always say, John, that dogs only bark at cars that are moving. Obviously, like goody-goody gumdrops, I got under somebody's skin because they're now attacking me.
Yeah, well, and you know, I've been attacked before, but I like you, Patrick, have learned the trick. And I use as a fine example Abe Foxman from the ADL that decided that he was going to start writing stories and using my name and in a derogatory manner. Well, I called the ADL in New York City, got on the phone with a man for about 15 minutes, and at the end of this conversation, he says to me, he says, well, if you think I'm going to stop writing about you anti-Semitic people, I said, oh, no. I said, no, I'm not threatening you. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you to keep writing about me. And that took him aback, and I explained to him why. I said, I want to teach the people that you're going to drive over to my radio show the difference between Zionism and Judaism. I invite you to keep writing about me. The man never wrote another word. So the way to handle the scallywags of this world is you get right in their face. So you show them no fear whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and John, I got to agree with you. And I mean, this I'm going to say this right now because I know your show is probably the most listened to show on the network. And that's that these people won't silence me. I mean, I hate to call Becky's card out, but I actually looked at her yesterday and I said, they're not going to shoot you because they know they're not going to silence me. I mean, no matter what these people do, they're not going to silence me. And I mean, I'm not going to stop. I've been doing it for 5 years. And, you know, I mean, I was once their little pet project in the military, and I mean, I'm not going to stop, you know.
I completely understand and appreciate that position. I've been doing it for 20 years, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I hats off to you for doing it this long. So.
Well, Patrick, I appreciate it. Becky, thank you for joining.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
All righty.
No problem, John. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. You know, and she's a firecracker. He didn't even know she was going to call in. That's what we need in this world, ladies and gentlemen. People that are going to take a whole lot less of this stuff and just turn into the wind and fight them. Just get in their faces. It's amazing how fast they will crumble. And I'll tell you what, I've seen this time and time and time again. It won't stop. But as you have probably figured out, when you go armed with the facts and you start talking to somebody, and then it quickly digresses into, well, you're just a this, and you're just, all of a sudden it slides right into name-calling and personal attacks. Look, I don't think I've ever said anything on this program that I didn't believe to be a fact about public figures. They deserve it. I mean, If you're a public figure, you're in politics or anything like that, you know, you're fair game. But make sure of your information. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. Incredible. At any rate, enough of that. I just wanted to make my position very, very clear. And I'm going to be real sorry for the actions that will, further actions will be taken against the individual that did this. Because, as I said, I am almost 100% sure I know who did it. And this is not going to bode well for you. And if you think I'm going to take this stuff sitting down, buddy boy, you really didn't know who I was. Yeah. Anyway, by the way, I ran across this one. I found this rather fascinating. I've been talking to a couple of people about these politics that are going on. You know, we've got Jim DeMint, Senator, you know, that's one of the top spots, man. That's catbird seat time. Jim DeMint said, I want to spend time and, you know, the political bow out. Well, I don't think Jim DeMint had anything blackmailable on him. He'd have to retire from public service because he wanted to go spend time with his family. But what do I see today? Michelle Bachmann's bowing out. Now, folks, you know, these are some pretty cushy jobs. There's a lot of perks involved. You meet a lot of contacts. The lobbying groups, for one. You know, if you get a political contribution, you're in Washington, D.C. Hey, don't worry. Help us with this one. When you get out of politics, come work for us. You'll get a big, fat paycheck. Well, Michelle Bachmann, this is out of the Wall Street Journal, and what I want to do is do the story, but not in Wall Street speak. You know, the translation here. Minnesota Representative Michelle Bachmann, the Tea Party favorite who ran unsuccessfully for the GOP presidential nomination last year, said today that she wouldn't seek a fifth term in Congress. When we get back out of the break, I'm going to give you the reasons why she said she wasn't going to run again. And again, folks, these are the people that spend millions of dollars in campaigns to occupy these seats, and the perks are unimaginable. Why would you walk away from something like that? Top job in the country? You're going to give it up? We'll explore her reasoning after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let me see, Michelle Bachmann, who is the ex-governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin? I knew the Tea Party was officially hijacked when these people started showing up and claiming that they were the Tea Party. Dick Armey was another one. When that guy showed up, I just absolutely knew that that was the end of the original Tea Party. And do we all remember who kicked off? I'm not talking back in the day. I'm talking about Ron Paul's revolution, the Tea Party. Right down here in Lady Bird Lake. Yes, there is such a thing. Here in Austin, Texas, a little reenactment of the tea being thrown into the harbor. And some individual, and I'm going, boy, they don't understand really what's going on. The band played When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Well, it was a good try. A musical accompaniment. Any rate, she posted this on her website and comes after Mrs. Bachmann won re-election only narrowly last fall. In another challenge to her standing, a former aide filed a Federal Elections Commission complaint in January alleging that her campaign made improper payments to an Iowa state senator. But she said that this didn't have anything to do with any illegal contributions or me paying somebody off or anybody else. She says, and I'm going to quote her, she says, "Rest assured, this decision was not impacted in any way by the recent inquiries into the activities of my former presidential campaign." The story in the Wall Street Journal goes on. Her decision to run in the GOP presidential primaries gave her a brief jolt in the summer of 2011. And when she put on several strong debate performances and went on to win the Iowa straw poll that August. But her campaign stumbled after that and was soon overshadowed by other conservative candidates. And these are just stellar. I mean, these people, I would consider these to be staunch conservatives. The Wall Street Journal says, including Herman Cain and Rick Santorum. Wait a minute. Herman Cain. Wasn't that the guy with the 666 plan or the 999 plan or whatever the heck it was? And Rick Santorum was dressed down by Ron Paul during these debates. But, of course, we all had to, you know, just what it was, it a month, 5 weeks into Ron Paul throwing his hat into the campaign rig, that these guys, all of them, it was almost in unison. Okay, everybody pay attention. Okay, everybody paying attention? Okay, let's start singing the song off the same song page. And they did it all simultaneously. Every damn talking head of every major network was saying, almost in unison, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. And then to watch his debate time during those debates, just receiving literally seconds compared to the other minutes the other campaigners got. And of course, GOP is still trying to find its way home. Or still trying to convince Americans that don't go independent because, here's a good choice. Let's have Mitt Romney, a retread liberal. Yeah, the GOP just can't figure out how Barack Obama got in the White House. First, they gave us Mr. Bomb, 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 Iran, Mr. McCain, and that didn't fly. Because the people on the inside knew this guy would make a good president. Why? Well, half the time, he was not of this planet. And the other time, he would get so red-faced angry that they automatically knew that this would not be a good man to install in the White House to have his finger on the nuclear button. I mean, and looking back in retrospect, this is a hard thing to say. I don't think now that the President of the United States can not, he doesn't have to go to Congress to seek to go to war with anybody. He can just do it all by himself. And I think in one respect, we're lucky that the guy sitting in the White House right now, I don't think this guy has the guts to push the button on anybody. So, you know, if that's a saving grace, well, maybe it is. To have a communist in the White House, that's another argument. But I just wanted to bring that to people's attention because I think there's something bigger afoot here. No, I don't think they could have drugged down Bachman here with some accusations of the Iowa governor. I don't think that's it at all. I think the stuff is in the wind in Washington, D.C. And I think people are starting to bail. Now, if these are the supposed conservatives that are bailing out, the people, the heads, or the spokespeople for the Tea Party, oh boy, who else do we have out there that claims to be conservative? And what is that meaning? Ask them. You know, you claim to be a conservative. What does that mean to you? Well, I'm fiscally conservative. How about conservative to the point where you're actually adhering to the oath of office that you took? You know, and by the way, I've got you recorded of you calling this country a democracy, and I think when you took the oath of office, you didn't pledge allegiance to this democracy, the republic for which it stands, and there has been a major intentional disconnect in these people's minds. They have to. They have to distance themselves from the Republic or the Constitution because in their minds, neither exist. Not anymore. It's a legislative democracy. How did we get there? Well, if you're new to this program, I ain't got time to explain it to you. But go back into the archives. Go back into past programming. Listen to what I've been saying. This whole political thing, this whole political theater, where they're not distracting you through the mainstream media with absolutely useless stories, you have to eat up the airtime. I mean, even Fox News is in serious trouble. These supposedly, we report, you decide people. The supposed conservatives versus the dripping socialist communist over, like, say, on MSNBC that nobody watches. Well, guess what? Less and less people are watching Fox News because they've had it up to their eyeballs with the neocon agenda over there. I mean, they really have. And these people, when you get down to crunch time, what are the problems right now facing this country? And how many of the other people on that right side of the aisle are on point? They're signing up for everything and anything, selling you and I out. Anything but adhering to the principles of the law and the Constitution. They've got no place. They're not even bothering to give a good lie anymore. They're not even bothering with that. It's becoming as plain as the egg on their face. Another Wall Street story. I just love going after Wall Street. They claim that this is CNBC, the Wall Street Business News. And in this story, it tells you pretty much that we're dead in the water economically. And this centers around the U.S. dollar is shrinking. Is the dollar dying? Why? U.S. currency is in danger. And the first three paragraphs tells the whole story. The U.S. dollar is shrinking as a percentage of the world's currency supply, raising concerns that the greenback is about to see its long run as the world's premier denomination come to an end. When compared to its peers, the dollar has drifted to a 15-year low. Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Decade and a half? Okay, well, let's probe a little bit further. While the American currency still reigns supreme, it constitutes $3.72 trillion, or 62% of the $6 trillion in allocated foreign exchange holdings by the world's central banks. The Japanese yen, Swiss franc, and what the IMF classifies as other currencies, such as the Chinese yuan, are gaining. Now, the Japanese yen is about dead. The Swiss franc, I don't know about that. But remember what we did, folks. We built the next boogeyman on the block. Remember when the wall came down and Russia's no longer communist? And then we had, I remember, Republicans and Democrats alike going, oh, yes, we've got to bring China into the fold. Yes, we can do business. We can change the communist Chinese government's mind by doing business with them. The people will get the idea that capitalism is a better way to go than communism. Remember those lines? Remember when they were accepted in the UN Most Favored Nation status? Those were the arguments that were given. Yes, we can change their minds. Or did we just build them to eat our lunch? The story continues. Generally speaking, it is not believed by the vast majority that the American dollar will be overthrown. This is according to Dick Bove, Vice President of Equity Research at Rafferty Capital Markets. He says, but it will be, and this defrocking may occur in a short period as little as 5 or 10 years. Really? Well, the next paragraph says it all and just makes Mr. Bove look like the idiot he really is. Bove uses several metrics to make his point, focusing on the dollar as a percentage of the total world money supply. The total has plunged from nearly 90% in 1952 to closer to 15% now. Now, let me tell you why that's important. There was a little thing after World War II, and the reason why so many U.S. dollars are floating around the planet, there was this little agreement called the Bretton Woods Agreement. Now, why 1952? Well, because everybody was pretty much blown to smithereens after the Second World War. And it took a few years of emergency funds to help the sick, the dying, and the dead. So he goes back to 1952. 90% of the currencies out there floating around, oh, that was the United States dollar. That was because of the Bretton Woods Agreement. You couldn't sell any oil unless it was transferred into U.S. funds, U.S. dollars. If the dollar loses status as the world's most reliable currency, the United States will lose the right to print money to pay its debt. It'll be forced to pay this debt, according to this Bovee guy. The ratings agencies are already arguing that the government debt may be too highly rated. The debt? What about our assets? Oh, that's right. We don't have any anymore. We went from the greatest nation, the richest nation, to the greatest debtor nation. So I guess government debt may be too highly rated? I mean, the absolute idiocy popped inside out logic here. That debt has power. Well, yeah, something's in the wind. Maybe Michelle Bachmann's bailing out because she knows something's coming. Maybe one of her little insider friends said, hey, you know, the gig is pretty much up. You better run for the hills. Crawl under a rock. Become a prepper. Dig a hole. Do something. These supposed conservatives, where are they going to stand when the system starts collapsing because of this funny money system that we've gotten? The questions are going to be fired fast and furious, and these people are going to be standing there, palms up and no-necking us. You know, their shoulders shrugged going, what political answer are you going to give to me? What justification are you going to give me? I mean, this is absolutely nuts. I just, man, it's coming right at us at Mach 3 with its hair on fire. And what have we seen the media doing here, folks? Let's forget about Benghazi. Let's focus on, oh, what the IRS did and who took the fifth and, well, who's going to have to resign and, well, what low-level head's going to roll. In the meantime, we are in dire straits, as bad as it was in 1929. The numbers suggest exactly that. The difference being, as I've reminded people over and over and over again, we didn't have the debt that we had in 1929, do we? No, we certainly didn't. Were we $100 trillion in the hole back in 1929? You bet your sweet apple you weren't. And this was just a few short years after the Fed Reserve was formed to quiet down the markets, to give stability. Because after all, we just had these different currencies and different banks issuing them, and there was all this confusion and all this corruption. So what did we do? United States Congress, on December 24th of 1913, just a few assembled, passed the Emergency Banking Act of 1913 to give the criminals a foothold. And what happened just a few short years later? Oh, well, we had a depression. Why? Why did we have a depression? Well, they were throwing money around fast and loose. They were loaning money fast and loose back in the 20s. And what did they have to do? Well, you know, inflation was kind of heating up, so we kind of had to slow the economy down. It's not the job of the banks to slow or speed up the economies. Trade does that, folks. People buying and selling, making and producing, sets market standards. Not a bank. Not by way of interest. Oh, that's right. And it tickles me because I've had people tell me straight to my face, well, I never borrowed any money. I always paid cash. You know, I wasn't a sucker. I didn't go for that interest deal. I didn't buy a $100,000 house and pay $300,000 for it. No, I saved, and when I was 50 years old, I bought my house cash. So I'm not a part of any of that. But you were still a victim of it. Because what has happened to the United States dollar? It has lost better than 98% of its purchasing power. So whether you paid cash for something or not, makes little or no difference. Because guess what? The devaluation of that currency, which they programmed you into believing is just inflation, like that's just as natural as inhaling and exhaling. It's that natural. No, it's not. This country would look different than it does right now if we had an honest money system and people had to actually go to work to earn a profit. No, what we're introduced to is the money masters, the creators, that they figured out a way to call something money, which it isn't, and then make a profit off of it. How insane is this? Well, we're reaping those benefits right now, aren't we? I think there's some foo-foo that's getting ready to hit the fan. And it may be as early as this summer, financially. They can't keep propping this stuff up. We'll be right back. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, I wanted to squeeze this in quickly before we go to the top of the hour break. Paul Drockton is going to be joining me second hour. March against Monsanto, where? In Philadelphia, PA.
And once again,
this is Anthony.
We are the only news organization here covering this. You won't see NBC, CBS, ABC, any of the ABC corporations, you know, alphabet news agencies here filming this event. Because the reality is that they don't want to sell the fact that Monsanto is tainting the food supply. And, of course, because Monsanto has over 500 individuals in key positions within the government and the media. And only six corporations own thousands of not only newspapers and news channels, but internet websites as well that spin themselves as alternative news, but in fact, of course, they peddle GMOs and claim it's scientific. Just on the way here, actually, I saw a billboard, and it was for the Philadelphia Science Fair, and it said, sponsored by Dow. Of course, Dow AgroSciences is Monsanto's lover, best friend, sister, brother, whatever you want to call it. They are spawning genetically modified crops together and Agent Orange resistant crops. Everybody right now is screaming, GMO must go, as you may be able to hear in the background. There are literally hundreds of people with their cell phones recording this. So what's going to happen is that even though the mainstream media won't cover it for 1 second, besides some Russia Today channels and everything like that, which are alternative news really, but growing larger every day, largest views on YouTube. But what's happening is the reality is that this activism has spread a grassroots video campaign through people with their iPhones and everything like that, and us as well, naturalsociety.com, recording this. And ultimately, it will go viral online because of just the fact that so many people around the world, this is in Philadelphia right now, but just imagine around the world, this happening sometimes on an even larger scale in certain areas like Austin, which I know there was about 10,000 people supposed to turn out, San Diego, Los Angeles, etc., even New York City. But here in Philadelphia, I find it amazing because the fact that you can hear the yelling. Most people probably, you would think, wouldn't even show up to this, living downtown, inner city, not really even having a Whole Foods in the vicinity. But, of course, there are about 1,000-plus people.
All right. In order to get out of here at the appointed time, that was Anthony Gucciardi. I got it. Gucci, man. I got it. At any rate, thanks, Tim. This was going on around the country, in many major cities around the country. This has been happening in Europe, and it's been going on for quite some time. And, well, and you heard what he said. You know, how many people that infiltrated into the medias? What did he say, 800? And if you watch any of these cable or satellite news feeds, you will see the Monsanto and the Dow commercials. You know, it just isn't Monsanto that's in on the genetically modified stuff. No. They've got such a chokehold in this country that you can't even propose legislation to have your foods labeled that it may contain genetically modified organisms. I got an idea for anybody that's got some money. How about we have wheat grown in a country that doesn't have genetically modified stuff? We have the wheat shipped in. We do baking and distribute it nationwide and plaster on the labels non-GMO. It would sell like hotcakes. It would sell, well, probably faster than Twinkies did. That wholesome food did. We'll take the top of the hour break here. We'll be right back, folks. Hour 2 coming up.